That terrifying air show stunt that turned into a disaster. A pilot killed and onlookers horrified. So what went wrong? ABC's John Mueller is here with the details. John.
Bianna, it was a sinking feeling watching a three-man formation suddenly become a two-man formation. A moment later, the crash and the fireball. This morning, we should learn the dead pilot's name. The investigation into what went wrong will take much longer. It all starts with that videotape. Warning, some of this may be hard to watch.
Three jets in tight formation rumble over the crowd at the Davenport, Iowa Air Show. It's a beautiful sight, but in a matter of seconds,
oh my God! Oh my God!
It all goes horribly wrong.
It just crashed!
Ending in a fiery crash right in front of a crowd of Labor Day Air Show spectators.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this home video captured it all. The pilots go into complicated maneuvers, switching places midair.
Passing within just inches of each other.
But one of the pilots seems to lose control before a dive straight down.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, please keep your seats.
A massive fireball and then just smoke.
He went nose down into the ground and burst into flames. I was instantly in tears because I knew more than likely that he didn't survive.
In a nearby alfalfa field, the smoking wreckage of the Soviet L-39 jet used by a group of warplane enthusiasts called the Hoppers. While the surviving Hoppers grieve the loss of one of their own, witnesses deal with the disturbing memories.
It's very scary. It was very emotional. I mean, I was actually filming it with my camera, and so it was surprising.
So was there some type of mechanical failure involved? Well, the investigation resumes today, the FAA collecting wreckage scattered all over that Iowa field.